This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Management Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are with Dr. Sue Dakotas, a board-certified internist and medical weight loss specialist and a New York State licensed physician who has been in private practice for 20 years. Dr. Dakotas, certainly privileged to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, what is medical weight loss?
That's a great question because so many people have no idea what it is. Medical weight loss is a program that is supervised by a physician, such as myself. I started out as an internist, and then I became a specialist in medical weight loss. So it's supervised by a physician who is really subspecialized in medical weight loss, and they really take care of you. So what they want to do is find out why you're overweight. Do you have a hormonal problem? Do you have a metabolic issue? Are you a diabetic? Do you have low thyroid? So find out why you're overweight and then determine what your body fat is. That's extremely important. Take a good nutritional history to see what kinds of foods you're eating, what your nutritional status is. Design a program that is customized for you, whether it be your own food or menus, recipes, or meal replacements. Because meal replacements can be extremely important for the success of weight loss. The reason being is that when the person is taking a high-grade meal replacement, they're satisfied because there's a lot of high-quality protein. We're controlling the calories that that person is taking, and the person can't make any mistakes. You know, we've all been on diets where we kind of just don't keep up with it. You know, we don't have the right food in the house, and we get hungry, and so we order takeout, or we don't have the time to shop, we don't have the time to plan, or we forgot to bring what we needed to eat to work that day. So this kind of reduces all of the guesswork. So it's easier for the physician to follow the patient as well. And the other thing that is so important and what makes medical weight loss so different is that as physicians, we have the ability to control your appetite. And prescription appetite suppressants are extremely important for people who are overweight. I would not give it to someone that was a normal weight that just wanted to get skinnier. I would never do that. But if you're overweight or obese, I believe that controlling appetite is extremely important. And there are several FDA-approved prescription medications on the market that are very effective. The latest one is Qsymia, that came out about 6 months ago, and that is a combination of phentermine, which is an old-fashioned appetite suppressant but highly effective, and the other drug, topiramate. Topiramate is a drug that they started using to treat people with seizure disorders and migraine headaches, and they incidentally found that the people that took it for these conditions managed to lose a lot of weight. So it works on the brain and kind of tells the brain that you're not hungry so that you lose a lot of desire for excess eating. And it's been particularly helpful in people who are binge eaters or have obsessive compulsive eating disorder. So Qsymia, which is the combination of the phentermine and the topiramate, has been very successful in helping more patients. The other thing that's really important in addition to controlling appetite is making sure that people have good nutrition. And most of us don't. We realize that the foods that we eat do not have the nutritional value that they used to have due to chemicals and different things in our environment. So just about everybody needs nutritional support with the right sorts of vitamins. In my practice, we really customize this approach for each patient, depending on their age, depending on their medical history, their genetic history, their family history. And there are so many things that we can give them that can help get their metabolism going. Things like metabolic, we call it our metabolic booster, and this is something called alpha-lipoic acid. We use indoles, which are very good to help you metabolize hormones. We use pure forms of green tea. and certain types of coffee bean, which can really help get your metabolism going. So basically with medical weight loss, we're taking care of the patient medically, metabolically, nutritionally, and we're controlling that appetite. And we really want to be sure that this person is losing fat and not muscle and not water. And then after they get to their goal, we keep them on a maintenance program. We motivate them. We have them come back and we follow up and we really keep them on target. So it's a very structured plan for the patient, and it's really easy for the patient to stick with this because they have so much support.
And adding on to that and the previous question, how about liposonics? We've all been hearing about this lately. What is that?
That's a great question. Liposonics is an FDA-approved treatment for reduction of fat. And we use it to reduce fat in certain areas of the abdomen, the thighs, the buttocks. It's a high-powered ultrasound machine that generates heat. And the heat that is generated from this machine dissolves the fat. Not just the fat, but also the fat cell. And that's really key for long-term weight loss. When you get rid of the actual fat cell, you're much less likely to accumulate fat in that area. And we all know that fat tends to centralize in our midsection, and this is certainly common for men. And for women, as they get older, they have that pot belly, that extra tire, and this procedure targets that area. It's non-invasive, which means it's non-surgical. It's kind of an in-and-out procedure. You can get it done on your lunch hour or after work, no downtime. There is a little discomfort because we are generating a lot of heat in those fat cells, so it might feel a little bit like a burning sensation. But we give pain medicines before the procedure, certainly no anesthesia. The person's wide awake, takes about an hour, and they can lose up to an inch and a half of fat across the area that was treated. It usually takes about 1 month to see it, and people usually lose one pants or dress size in that area. So I think that's pretty amazing. Again, it's non-invasive, and we use this many times in combination with medical weight loss. And because this procedure really targets the white fat cells, and there are several different types of fat cells. White cells are the fat cells that you don't really want to have. Those are the ones that produce a lot of hormones, that store fat. The brown cells, we had more of when we were babies, and that kind of burns for energy. But this procedure really helps break down those white fat cells, and it's just an extremely remarkable accomplishment in this field of medicine that we're able to do this for people. So it's becoming a very popular procedure. One doesn't really have to be overweight to do it. They just need to have excess fat tissue in those areas, and we can really see fantastic results for those patients.
How much weight can an average person expect to lose in a month with medical weight loss?
That's a great question, too. I think it really depends on how heavy they are when they start. So somebody that's very heavy, let's say you have a man that weighs 300 pounds, he could very, very quickly lose 20, 25 pounds in the first month, perhaps more. It really depends. A woman who's 150 and maybe 5 feet tall, she could lose 10 pounds. So it really depends on your basal metabolic rate, and that is how many calories you burn each day. And we actually measure that in my program. We have you breathe into this machine where we measure your metabolic rate. If we feel that your metabolic rate is low to start out with, we're going to give you some nutritional support, metabolic supplements to help raise that metabolic rate. But I would say the average person is going to lose at least 10 pounds in the first month. If they're very conscientious and they want to follow our low-cal diet plan, which, by the way, is very high in protein, they can certainly expect to lose that. But larger people can lose a lot more than that, 20 pounds and up a month.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Sue Dakotas, a board-certified internist and medical weight loss specialist and a New York State licensed physician here on eHealth Radio's Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So I am curious, are patients hungry on a medical weight loss program?
It's very rare because we tweak it. If they tend to have a very large appetite, and they're the kinds of people that have always been hungry and always had a problem with that, we just work harder to control the appetite. So we make it work for them. And there are so many different medications that we can use, herbals as well as prescription medications, that that's not going to happen. And the other thing that prescription medications can do is that they can also increase your fat burning potential. They can stimulate a hormone that actually breaks down the fat. And also, they can increase your metabolic rate a little bit because they are stimulant medications. So we really want to make sure that no one is hungry. And we just do that by adjusting the dosages of the medication.
Easy enough. What is this new pill, Garcinia, that is making the news headlines here of late?
It is really becoming so popular. And it is a plant, and it's considered really an Ayurvedic. It's been around for many, many years. It grows particularly in Southeast Asia. It's actually kind of a pretty-looking plant if you look at pictures of it. It's actually a fruit. And they found that in the tribes that used to eat this, in the Indian tribes in Southeast Asia, they found that a lot of these people used it as a breath cleanser. They used it to clean their teeth. And they also realized that these people ate a lot less when they were on this. And I think eventually it kind of caught on. And they started using it in this country for weight loss. It is an over-the-counter medication, and they believe that it works dually by inhibiting the body's ability to lay down fat, and it also decreases the appetite. So I always tell people to take Garcinia cambogia, to take that, and we have it here in the office, and we get it from a pharmacy that gets the fruit fresh off the vine. It's important that the quality of the product is good, because if it sits around too long or the formulation is not good, it just doesn't work. So quality is really important here. But we tell patients to take it before lunch and before dinner. And many of my patients have seen really fantastic results. And many of these people did not really want to go on an appetite suppressant, but they did want to use this, and they got very good results, some of them comparable to some of the appetite suppressants.
We hear a lot about prebiotics and probiotics. What's the difference between the two, and how does this also help weight loss?
Well, we're realizing now that the internal goings-on of our guts, especially the microbial environment, the relationship of the bacteria in the gut to one another is extremely important. And most of us living in modern society today, due to stress, due to hormonal changes, due to chemicals in our foods, what we've experienced is too much bad bacteria growing in response to good bacteria. So our gut is supposed to have a lot of good bacteria, and unfortunately now we have a lot of bacteria that sort of works against us inside of our guts. And what happens is if you have too many species of these bad bacteria, and the names are really too long to get into, they've got these very long names. A lot of the good bacteria, though, is lactobacillus or bifidobacterium. Most of us have heard of those names. But when we can rebalance the good to the bad bacteria, we really can reduce a lot of inflammation inside the gut, and that helps us lose weight. We've also found that heavier people have different types of bacteria in their gut than normal weight people. And when we can help these people change that bacteria balance, more good to more bad, they wind up losing weight. Because in theory, our guts really should protect us against absorbing too many bad things from our food. But when our gut is inflamed from having too many bad bacteria, we can't do that. We also know that the gut itself produces some hormones that are satiety hormones that keep us satisfied, that tell us that we're not hungry. And when we give people good bacteria, that happens more. So for a lot of different reasons, taking a very high-grade probiotic and restoring the good bacteria to the gut is extremely helpful. So it can help people lose weight, and it also can help treat a lot of the symptoms of the irritable bowel syndrome, you know, which is constipation, alternating with diarrhea, gas, bloating, abdominal fullness, and abdominal discomfort. So probiotics really help treat all of those things. Now, prebiotics are something else. Prebiotics is an herbal supplement, a support to really help the integrity of the gut wall. So it really encourages the gut wall to be healthy. It does not contain any bacteria. So the ones that the prebiotic that I use in my practice has glutamine in it. They also have a tremendous amount of arabinogalactans, which are sugar proteins, and different herbal supplements, such as marshmallow, believe it or not, slippery elm, aloe vera leaf extract, things like that. So all of these things can be very important for gut health. So when you restore the gut bacteria so that the gut can function the way it's supposed to, and you encourage gut health, people are going to have a much easier time losing weight and keeping it off. What's really interesting, too, is that patients who go for bariatric surgery, weight loss surgery, one of the things that they realized is that the people that had the gastric bypass tended to have better results long-term and short-term with weight loss than the patients that had the lap band. And one thing that they found is that in the patients that had the intestinal bypass, the loop of bowel that was bisected and hooked up to the other side had many more good bacteria in it than bad. And they're realizing that the reason why those patients do better, a good part of that is the regrowth of good bacteria in that other loop of gut. So I just think it's fascinating how all these things tie in together. So even for the patients who've had surgery, it's that good gut bacteria that's really protecting them from further weight gain.
Certainly helpful information. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information on the topic online and also to be in contact with you there?
Well, I'm Dr. Sue Dakotas. I'm in New York, New York, and my website is drdakotas.com.
Easy enough. We've been speaking with Dr. Sue Dakotas, a board-certified internist and New York State licensed physician. And the website, once again, is drdakotas.com. Dr. Dakotas, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.